Eddie, the fans from both teams leaving here tonight won't be disappointed. They haven't got value for money. Are you disappointed your side haven't got the 3 points?
That's a difficult one. I don't think we've played anywhere near our normal level today. I felt we weren't good with the ball. We weren't particularly good off the ball either. So in saying that, to get a point against a good side, I think is a real positive. So we have to look at the positives. We are disappointed that we, you know, when you consider that we haven't performed well and we've still created chances and could have won the game, there is a tinge of disappointment.
Is any of that due to the occasion and the fact it was a top of the table clash?
I don't know. You'd have to analyse it again and see. Possibly. You consider a lot of the players here have come up through the leagues. Maybe. But we're going to have to adapt to that because they're going to be big games. And I think we've had enough big games this season for that not to be an issue, or I would have thought it wouldn't have been an issue. But it was very similar to the start of the game against Watford, where we looked a little edgy in possession. As I said earlier, it's really unlike us because that's the hallmark of this team. How good we are in tight areas, how well we manipulate the ball, how much we want the ball. And I think you have to give Derby credit. I think they made it difficult for us. They sat deeper, gave us time on the ball, and we couldn't be as positive as we wanted to be.
I suppose having forged yourself in front twice, a particular regret that twice the lead went.
Yeah, I think that is a disappointment. I mean, we scored two very good goals, and I have to say our two centre forwards I thought were excellent today. Really did lead the line very well, and Callum was a constant menace. You never felt the game was over, and would have loved the third. But again, I think you have to give Derby credit. They're a good side, and they came back, and in the end, we're pleased with the point and we'll look forward to the coming games.
Were they able to score their goals too easily for your liking?
For my liking, yeah. I mean, I think they're two errors from our perspective. And obviously we'll look at them and try and put that right.
Steve McLaren just said to our colleagues at BBC Radio Derby he felt that you wanted the final whistle probably more than they did because they had a bit of the ball at the end. Do you agree with that?
No, not particularly. We didn't just want to settle for a point. We came here to win the game. I think you can see that with our setup. Whenever you play at home, you want to take 3 points. The tactical change we made to go through midfield wasn't a negative. We just needed to try and get a little bit more of the ball. I think that worked pretty well. We would have liked some late pressure, I think, being the home side, but it wasn't to come.
In terms of the table, obviously Derby haven't got away from you tonight, but you have lost top spot to Middlesbrough. Is that of any relevance to you?
No, not at all. There's so many games to go. I said before this game that this wasn't going to be final for either team, no matter what the score. I think it's a scoreline that helps both teams because it's another point. There's so many twists and turns to come, Chris. You know, we're not down at all. Although we will analyse our performance and try and improve it, we're still in a great position.
Somebody just texted us to say the season starts here. That's not a bad way to look at it, is it, with a third of the season to go?
Well, I'll not say the season starts here.
It ramps up from here.
Well, it ramps up with every game. It does, and every game will be a vital game. This was viewed as a vital game. We never bought into that philosophy. We wanted to win the game. We want to win every game. But we prepare the same way, and many big ones to come.
As with a game of this magnitude, lots of national media, other media queuing up to talk to you, so I'll let you go. Well done tonight.
Thank you, Chris.